Bezras Hashem Yisparach, the halacha topic from Daf Yutes, as well as Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, in Meseches Tainis, is the topic of fasting part of the day. Before we deal with the context on Daf Yutes, let us review a discussion that the Gemara has on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, going on to Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Rav Chisda has a rule on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph that responds to a discussion of whether there is a concept of having a fast for a period of hours, and Rav Chisda's rule is unequivocal. Kol tainis shelo shaka lav chama lo shmei tainis. If a fast does not experience, in other words, the individual fasting does not experience the fast through shkias hachama, through the setting of the sun, then in such a case, it's not considered a fast day. There is a big discussion amongst the Rishonim, although many Rishonim do not learn this way. The Rav Yah understands Tainis Sha'os, that the Gemara raised on Yud Aleph Amid Beis as being a Tainis, quoted by the Mordechi in Tuf Reish Chaf Beis, as being a Tainis that a person took for a few hours during the day. And ultimately, the Gemara concludes that is not considered a Tainis. Other Rishonim learn Tainis Sha'os differently. For example, Rashi learns that there's no hava amina that it would be considered a tainus if you didn't fast the full day, but rather the case was, Rashi learns, that he was fasting in the afternoon with the intention to turn to the fast when he had decided in the morning not to eat for other reasons. So he started off not eating, and then he decided, you know what, let me take this into a fast. So that's a case called tainus l'shos, in contrast to the Mordechi, who learns that it's a person who accepted the fast part of the day. Either way, the Gemara says that one needs Shkias HaChama for the fast to be halachically significant. And this is how we paskins Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, the Mechaber paskins, Kol Tainish Lo Shakal of Chama, Dehainu Shlo Shlimo Ad Seis HaKol Chavim, the Mechaber adds until Seis, Eina Tainis, Vim Daito Lechol Kodem Lechain, Eina Mispalel Anenu. According to the Mechaber, anytime a person does not think that they'll be able to finish the fast, in such a case, there will not be a special tefillah of Anenu. However, the Ramah opens up the possibility of, at times, having a limited fast. Comments the Ramah. Miu noegin l'spalal Anenu, afal pishei mashlimin ad seis hakochavim, v'chein das mixas ravasa. Some poskim, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, say that you could still say Anenu, even though the Shkia does not set in. Why? Didn't we say in the Gemara, Kol Tainis Shlo Shakal of Chama Eina Tainis? So the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Trumas Hadeshin, Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Katan Zayin, Trumas Hadeshin in Kuf Nun Zayin, says that when the Gemara said this, the Gemara was talking about someone who accepted upon himself a full fast. He accepted himself on a fast. So then, in such a case, when he accepts on his fast himself a fast, then it's not considered a full fast unless he completes it, and therefore, when it comes mincha, if he doesn't think he's going to be able to make it, he does not say anenu. However, the Trumas Hadeshin argues, if he accepted only a limited fast on himself, so then, in such a case, then he'd be able to say anenu if it comes mincha, and he was still fasting. Of course, keep in mind the rules that we've learned in our prakim that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis Sif Hei, based on the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, state that Kol Tainis Shelo Kibel Lav Mod Yom, any fast day that a person doesn't spell out beforehand that they're going to fast the next day, is not a Tainis. So says the Trumas Hadeshin, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the person accepted upon themselves a limited fast, so then in such a case they could say Anenu in Mincha. Since it's a big Machlokas HaPoskim, the Mishnah Berurah argues, based on the Ramah, that this would only apply to an individual who knows that he's fasting a half a day could say Anenu, however, he should not be a Shliach Tzibur. So what emerges, the bottom line from the position of the Ramah, is that you could continue to say Anenu if you're fasting by Mincha, even if you know that you're not going to fast the whole day, as long as the day before, when you took the fast, you were Mekabel for a limited Tainus. And if that limited Tainus extends through Mincha, according to Ramah, you could say Anenu, that's for Ashkenazim. For Sfardim, one cannot, because of the Psak of the Mechaber. Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis brings a fascinating raya from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that if God forbid there wasn't rain and they instituted a fast, and then Baruch Hashem, Maisa says the Mishnah, Shegazru Tainis Belud V'yardu Lehem Gishamim Kodim Chatzos, and rain came down. Amar Lehem Rebbe Tarfin, Su V'ichlu V'shursu V'asu Yomtuf. Go make a Yomtuf. Says Tosas on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Zimra Maschel Lon B'tanusa, that L'chubra, one could bring a raya from this Mishnah in regards to some of the shailas that we discussed. Is someone considered having said Anenu in vain if ultimately they break their fast? What do we see, says Tosas from this Mishnah? The Rabbi Tarfon said, even though you took this fast on yourself, and you said Anenu in the morning, presumably, nevertheless, you could break your fast. Why? Because the fast is no longer necessary. So what do we see? We see that a person could break their fast after Anenu. So too, a person who did not accept the fast wrongly. In other words, he said that he was going to take a whole fast, and he eats a middle, but a person who took it in an appropriate manner, he said that he was taking a half-day fast, so then in such a case, he'd be able to say Anenu, even though he knows later on the fast is going to be broken. Just like Rabbi Tarfon was not concerned that they said Anenu, and then they broke the fast, so too over here, someone who says Anenu, even though he knows later on he's not going to fulfill the fast, as long as he makes it clear in his Kabbalah. So Tosas seems to be leaning to the position of the Trumas Hadeshen that it would not be a problem for a person to say Anenu even though his fast will not be completed. Although Tosas suggests on Yud Alpha Mebeis, maybe in the case of Rabbi Tarfon, they did not say Anenu in the morning. Now let us take these halachos and extend it to a chasan fasting on the day of his chuppah. Actually, the source of the heter of the Ramah, of accepting a minimal fast and then saying Anenu during Mincha, appears in that Trumas Hadeshen in the case of what was very common in terms of marriage during those days. Once upon a time, I believe this even applied to my grandparents, if not my great-grandparents, when a wedding took place in Europe, the Jews were so poor that the wedding was made on Erev Shabbos so that the meat that the family bought for the meal would be the same meat that they would use on Shabbos, that they would not have to double up. Just the immediate family members cannot afford meat for the Seudas Chasan Mikal, the Seudas Nisuin, but they would eat it on Friday night. So they would get married during Mincha. Raises a Trumas Hadeshen. Mincha on Erev Shabbos, the Chasan would say Vidui. He would then get married. This is all on Erev Shabbos. A lot of people already got dressed for Shabbos. And then they would travel to the wedding. Now the day isn't over because they're not getting married during Shabbos. You're not allowed to get married during Shabbos. But rather they would get married a couple of hours before Shkia. But the fast day of the Chasan, the custom that a Chasan fasts, which is mentioned in the Ramah and Evin Ezer and Simin Samach Aleph, whose earliest source is found in the Tshuvas Marimins in Simin Kuftes, clearly cannot be fulfilled entirely in the case of Europe, that he can't fast all day. Why? Because after the Birchas HaErisin, the Chasan drinks the wine, and now he's no longer fasting. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, that's okay. He could say Anenu earlier. And this, of course, becomes the source of what we saw for the Minig of Ashkenaz, that there are times that you'll say Anenu even though the fast will not be completed. The reason why the Chasan is able to drink from the cup, despite the fact that the custom was that the Chasan was to fast the day of his chuppah, gets to the core of why a Chasan fasts at all on the day of his chuppah. The poskim collect 3, 4, even 5 reasons of why a Chasan has the custom to fast. Reason number one is suggested by the Tashbates in Simen Tav Samach Hei, that it's the day of Mechilas Avonos and becomes like Yom HaKippurim. Another explanation that is found in the Poskim, particularly in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel, if I'm not mistaken, brings this down in Simen Samach Aleph, is that we don't want them to be inebriated at the time of the Kiddushin, and therefore the Poskim spell out it's only up to the Chuppah, and therefore after the Chuppah, one does not need to fast. If that would be so then what emerges is that according to the Trumas Hadeshin and this explanation of the Beis Shmuel, which is how most poskim follow, and that is that if the Kiddushin takes place and it's still daytime, most poskim say the Chassan and Kala will be able to eat, then what emerges is that the fast of a Chassan at times will not be a full-fledged fast. Because it's a fast, shelo shaka olav hachama, yet nevertheless the poskim say that he's able to eat, and for Ashkenazim, it will not be a problem for them to say aneinu in mincha beforehand. However, it's important to note that the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a chassan is not going to fast all of the hours, so then the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sif Katan Yud Beis that he should spell out and say that he's not going to be mashlim his fast, because otherwise he's really in a bind. He can't say aneinu if he spells out that he's going to accept a full fast. So he should spell out that he's fasting only for that particular time. Finally, it should be noted that if a chassan forgets to be mekabel tainis, nevertheless his tainis, according to the Mechaber, has significance, as well as according to the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim shemisha rogel his'anis in tafkuv samach beisiv beis, aseret yimei tshuva, for those who normally fast during aseret yimei tshuva. Kimen shein regilis lekambon betfila, ein tzarech lesanos atzeis hakochavim, ela ad sheyetzei mi beis hakeses. The custom was for aseret yimei tshuva for them to fast for a while, but not until tzeis hakochavim mamish. Since it was so common, so then in such a case, they do not need a Kabbalah beforehand. And the Ramah then adds our Trumas Hadeshen. V'chein chosan yispal aneinu kodem shenichnas l'chuppah, v'az yuchal lishtos mikol shel bracha. It would seem that according to the Trumas Hadeshen, that it falls into the category of people who it's accepted that they're going to fast a short period of time, and it's not common for them to accept it, that fast in their Shmona Esrei, so for that reason, there isn't a chiyu for them to do a Kabbalah. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, since this Chassan is breaking his fast early, then in such a case, he should preferably make a Kabbalah that he's only fasting for a certain amount of time, and that would be enough for Aneinu, even though it would not have the full status of a Tainis, based on the rule called Tainis, Shelo Shokol Avachama, Eino Tainis. Finally, I conclude with an open question. What if you have a Chassan that unfortunately is sick and is not able to fast even a half a day to be able to say Aneinu? Is there any significance for that Chassan to be Mekabel on himself the fast for a period of time, a short period of time, that he's going to fast until 10 in the morning? At the end of the day, as we saw, the fast is not only that the Chassan and Kal don't become inebriated, but it's also a tkufa of tshuva. So at the end of the day, as far as the halachic fast is, we learn kol tainis shlo shakol av chama eina tainis. But the Trumas Hadeshin already pointed out that today, in those days, many Chassanim did not fast the entire fast because the weddings were done on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Trumas Hadeshin says that they could say Aneinu. But there, in the case of Trumas Hadeshin, they were fasting for a half a day. Would there be any inyan for the Chassan to be Mekabel Tainus even for a shorter period of time, or the whole point of the Kabbalah HaTainus would only be for Aneinu, according to the most lenient positions of Ashkenazim, and therefore there's no reason to do a Kabbalah if they're going to fast until 10 o'clock. And then the question we leave off with, is there any maila for them to fast until 10? Lonias daiti, that even though the halacha does not necessarily categorize such a fast as a fast at all, both in terms of Aneinu, and certainly not as far as a tainis yachid. Nevertheless, in terms of devoting their time for tshuva, let us keep in mind the words of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, that the tainis, and we saw this in the Gemara as well, as the Gemara alludes to on Daf Yud Aleph, the Rambam spells this out very, very clearly, that the tainis is a means to an end. The tainis is a means to tshuva, is a way to bring ourselves to tshuva. So this would qualify as someone who is being mitzayer himself to focus on tshuva, and it could very well be that halachically, it definitely doesn't have a chaloy shem tainis. It doesn't even allow him to say anenu, since we only say anenu in mincha, as yechidim, but at the end of the day, it might still have a halachic value, whether he should be mekabel tainis b'mincha for that short period of time, I leave as an open question. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Yud Tes, and Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis in Maseches Tainis.